Welcome back. You're the Garden with Ron Wilson. Time for the man, the myth, the legend, the most listened to home improvement show host in the entire solar system. I watched Stargate the other day, the Stargate series. My wife is binge-watching that, and they were listening to Gary Sullivan at wherever planet they were on there. It was kind of crazy. But anyway, I could hear it in the background. But his website is GarySullivanOnline.com, and he is with us this morning. Good morning, sir.
Were they doing any gardening?
No, they weren't doing gardening, but they were doing home improvement inside their space station or whatever.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. They had you on the background, and, you know.
Were they painting?
No, they weren't painting. They were. I don't know what they were doing.
That's
some electrical work or something.
Oh, jeez!
But I could hear your show on the background there.
That's good. I'm glad they were paying attention.
Could you do that Navage?
No, I don't want to do that. No. I don't want to go there either.
No, Dan and I look at each other every time. I can't do that. All right.
Yeah.
Did you get Mr. Harold's question?
No, I heard him say all about easy, but I missed the first part.
He said that Nick Saban has so many trophies now, he needs to build a new trophy case. And with all the weight of the trophies,
I'll just put them in storage.
What would be the best wood to use to handle all of those multiple trophies that he has?
There's all kinds of great wood, but I think really at this point, I don't want to answer that question, number one. Number two is like, why do you want trophies from 10, 15, 20? Yeah, just put them in storage.
Yeah.
You don't want to hoard. You don't want to hoard.
I agree with you.
Yeah, thank you.
All right.
Yeah.
Just put them in storage.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to see
underneath
them.
Underneath the bed?
Yeah.
You don't need to. You shouldn't flaunt your success.
Right. I agree with you.
Good.
100%.
Good. We usually do agree.
Were you able to get out this week and take advantage of some a little bit warmer weather and beautiful sunshine?
Ronnie boy, I get out every day.
Good.
Absolutely.
Good.
Gosh, if you couldn't get out, what would you do? I mean, really?
I am fortunate in my business that I am pretty much outside all the time.
Well,
or in a greenhouse or, out in the weather.
Well, first of all, I'll go out for a walk 3 or 4 miles every day.
That's
no
good.
No matter how cold it is.
Yeah.
So that's number one. Number two, I love to dink around in the garage. And there's always stuff I find as I go around the house. And, yes, I do that even in the wintertime. See, we're weird people.
That's the MBWA. You manage by walking around.
Right. You do the same thing. I know you do.
I do.
Yep. And I'll tell you what.
What?
You always find something.
Yes, you
that
do.
That should not be there or whatever.
Gary, is this supposed to be like this?
The famous quote.
I will always remember
Gary,
that.
Gary, is this supposed to be like this?
That's when the German hornets were in your basement.
Yeah.
Coming through the vent or something.
Yeah, and you know when the nest is the size of a basketball and it's on the top shelf of storage.
Is this supposed to be here?
No, I don't think so. That would be mean spirited. Well, poke it, see what it's made.
Yeah, you put your hand up there.
Yeah. No, I don't think so. We have to address that. But yeah, you always find anything. So it was. I've noticed two positive signs. I mean, it's a chilly morning today, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But the sun's out.
Mm-hmm.
But I noticed the landscape lighting that I have as I was backing out of the driveway 2 nights ago. And it was probably like 5:30.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed the landscape lighting was on, but it was still very light out. And I went, oh. Every year, I always notice that. It's like, wow, see, you know, he had a timer set to turn the lights on at like 10 after 5, and all of a sudden it's 5:45, the light's on, and the sky's still blue, and it's still sunny.
Well, see, I thought you were going to say it was they were solar-powered. Then I was trying to figure out where you were going with that.
No, it's just
but they're
that
electric,
the
and they're on a timer.
Yeah.
And the days are getting longer.
Right.
And think about this, Mr. Sullivan. In 10 days will be one of the most famous days of the entire year.
Yeah.
Not
so
my
what's
birthday.
The extended forecast?
So, yeah, we get to see what. And then it's Valentine's Day right after that. Then the skunks start mating, and then it's spring.
That is, yeah. And the grass right now is brown.
And the grass actually has started. Why do I think of you every time I drive down the road? I look at the lawns and think of Gary Sullivan.
I'm in your head.
All of a sudden, well, but 2 weeks ago we were saying how green they still were.
I think last week we might have even said,
yeah.
Well,
and
whatever.
This week it kind of browned up a little bit.
It took a turn for the worse.
Yeah. Well, it always does eventually.
Things got a little brown.
Yeah.
But that's good because now we'll be able to see it when it gets green.
Yep. Yep, I'm looking forward to it. So, you know, my big thing today was trying to remind people that it is 10 days away from Groundhog Day, Valentine's Day, March the 1st. This past week is the coldest week typically of the season.
Right.
So, you know, and the days are getting longer. That means this is all going to happen. Before you know it, we're going to be into springtime. And if you don't have your plans and your supplies together that you need to be doing in the springtime, you may have missed out. Do you find that true in home improvement?
Yes. My list is growing pretty much by the day. Now, you know, my wife, you know, she's a CPA, right? So she works a little bit during tax season. So I'm trying to weigh this just perfectly, Ron, because she's going to get very distracted soon. You following me?
Does that get serious like about mid-March?
Well, yeah, but you know she'll start graining here in February.
Yeah,
and so I start. My list is growing now because write down on my list. It's in the office that I, you know, write down. But she's going to get distracted here soon, so.
And then you can back off?
Well, I got a couple, you know, there's a little buffer built in. I got more time. It's not an emergency. So what do you think? Is that a good? It's always worked in the past.
If it's worked in the past, I think it'll probably work this time as well.
She is going to work from home, of course.
Oh, so now today it's wrinkle there.
An Ethernet cable into this area in our finished basement. We're going to set shop up down there. I don't think we should share an office. Do you?
No.
No. Okay.
No.
No, I don't think so.
It sounds so bad. But anyway, I'm gonna get that fixed up today. That's my job. We'll make it. I don't think I'm gonna use that brilliant yellow color of the year. Oh. By the way, thanks for the cartoon too. I like beige also.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
That was pretty funny.
And I can't think of the lady's name. I was going to thank her for sending that to us.
That was classic.
But, yeah, it was what's the guy? I can't even think of the cartoon.
Zits, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's it. And he was picking out paint.
Right.
Paint colors.
All these weird names.
And then just paint it gray. But seriously, and I can't think of where I saw this, and I thought of you, a house or something that was yellow and gray.
What did it look like?
It was a good combination.
Really? Yeah.
I saw it this past week, and I cannot remember where I saw it because I can't wait to tell Gary.
Do you think it was newly painted?
Nah. No, it was a freaky thing. But it was that lighter yellow, but it was good yellow, but just a basic gray, and it looked all right. And I cannot remember where I saw that, and I couldn't wait to tell you. I started to email you, and I forgot, but yeah.
Well,
we still get a lot of complaints about that.
We were looking at just some different houses, just something to do, right? Mm-hmm. There's this one development, and they used hardy board on the outside. And they were talking about the different colors in hardy board, of which I knew all about. And they're laying it. They had six colors. This is hilarious. They had six colors, and they were, you know, grays, browns, light browns, and there was a beige. And Sue's looking at him, and I go, "It's beige." I say to the lady, I said, "It would be beige." And Sue just starts laughing. She goes, "Absolutely. We're the most beige people in the world. We don't want to stray too far from the core. It's beige."
Well, everything goes with beige.
It does.
Or grayish.
It's so funny. This lady, and I said, this has been a joke probably since we were married. Just beige is good. So when I saw your cartoon and they had all these weird names of paints and the guy just says, "It's painted beige."
Painted beige.
I'm like, bingo.
And I told you what we're doing with our new expansion at the outlet there. Painted that light beige.
Yeah, yeah. Well, so, that's a good
and gray color. And gray trim.
Of course. Put a little grayish in there and man, life's
grayish.
Good.
We're good.
We're going to probably talk a little bit about painting and floor covers.
I was going to say,
too.
Is that what we're talking about today?
We'll dress things up a little bit. I mean, we're still a lot of us stuck at home.
Yeah.
Projects continue.
Supplies
looking
good?
It's cold outside. So far, yeah. Price of things is kind of up
and
down. No, it ain't come down.
All right, Gary Sullivan coming up next. If not, call your radio station and find out why not. His website again, GarySullivanOnline.com. And listen, if you watch Stargate, maybe you'll hear him in the background with his radio show.
I'll be there.
He'll be there. Thanks to all of our callers. Thanks to our sponsors. Thanks, of course, to Danny Gleason, the Durango Kid, our producer. Because you all well know, without Danny, none of this stuff would happen. So, Dan, always a pleasure. Always enjoy having you here. Thank you so much for all that you do. Now, think about it. Got to do your plans. You better get them together. Where are you going to plant those trees this year? Where are you going to plant those native plants? Pollinator plants, got to work them in there. Maybe reduce the lawn a little bit, add more native plants, more pollinator plants. And increase your vegetable garden so you can give away some of the extra vegetables. And by all means, make this weekend, make it the best weekend of your life. See ya.
Your garden growing. Call Ron now at 1-800-823-TALK. You're listening to In the Garden with Ron Wilson.